Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig, and we're at Castle Green for the penultimate day of Taunton Live. And we are, as always, supported by our friends from the Taunton Visitor Centre. You can see them in the centre of the town, or if you want to go online, it is visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton. Now, Craig, over to you, because there's somebody here we need to talk to, and you know who they are.
Yes, now I've tracked down a very busy Lizzie. Of course, I'm talking about...
busy Lizzie,
Liz Hutchin from Taunton Live. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you very much.
And you're still standing because you've had a whole series of days, haven't you, basically? Give us an update.
Yeah, we have. Well, we started off on Monday and we did a pop-up on 4th Street just by Next, and we were encouraging local people to give Drew the Dragon a cultural coat of paint.
We can see the dragon over there.
Drew the Dragon, yes. And we were encouraging people to think about patterns from all around the world, as well as English roses and poppies and things. But we had some Romanian and Polish designs, as well as Indian and African. So that kicked off our week, and we repeated the whole thing on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, we were outside of the brew house. And we were also joined by some drummers, and we had the very lovely Rachel Sweeting coming to sing for us. And then Wednesday, and it was very wet Wednesday, but we had a crystal ball.
It would have been swimming, I think, on Wednesday.
I think it would have been good. So with the benefit of our crystal ball, we'd already arranged to be inside the Orchard Centre. And so we entertained people in the Orchard Centre with Avtar and his Indian dancing. And again, we had really Philippa good. And her quilling. I'll just make a quick mention of Philippa. Philippa's actually in the Temple Methodist Church today, and she's showing the Guinness World Record quilled flowers exhibition, which is well worth a visit. So Philippa came and did some demonstrations on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday we were on Castle Green. Thursday was lots of artists, potters, printers, as well as poets, giving us the benefit of their creativity. We were all trying to celebrate and incorporate lots of different cultures into what we were presenting for people. Yesterday we had a superb day on Castle Green. It was crazy. We had Indian dancing all around the hard stand, all over the grass, and Avtar and his drum had a big conga going all the way around. We had lots of demonstrations from professional dancers, as well as people who just love the culture. Avtar comes from the Punjab, and so it's his own culture, and he embraces it absolutely fully.
So how's it, from your perspective, how's it gone this year as opposed to other years? Because I have to say, it's looked a bit busier this year than it has been before.
I think because this is our third Taunton Live, I think we've been able to grow year on year. Certainly Taunton's got talent. We had the final of that last night.
Yes,
that
we need to talk
so
to
much.
Our very own Simon Cowell a bit later on. We'll update people on that one.
That has definitely grown, but the public are becoming more aware because, of course, we're using social media a lot more. Yeah. And with the three pop-ups that we did, the main purpose of those was, in fact, to inform people and to give out programmes and flyers and so on. So I think that was successful, although we do obviously battle against the British weather that doesn't seem to be
I think we're going to have a battle today by the looks of it.
Yeah, but we've been encouraging people on social media today just to come along and bring their brollies.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a few shelters they can stand under and to enjoy the music, because it's all... It's our own homegrown talent.
Yeah, and it's all about music today.
And it is about music today, yeah.
Brilliant. Lizzie, thanks ever so much. Know you're busy. Know you should be running around disappearing. disappearing. thanks very much. That's one of the event organisers, Lizzie. And obviously, you know all about this, Craig, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I will give you the download on Taunton's Got Talent. I will let you know who the winners are. In actual fact, I may have even given it away by saying winners.
Ooh.
Instead of winner. So,
let the brain go through. Might be a group then, possibly?
Yeah, quite possibly. But we'll give you a little more detail later on.
Brilliant. This is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig. We are here at Taunton Live, Castle Green, all through the show anyway. And we'll actually be here a little bit longer before things are happening tonight. So come on then.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton, supported by Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
In a very noisy Castle Green we are today. It's Taunton Live and it's non-stop music. And we've caught up with an old friend of ours. This is Sophie from the Jemima Lazelle Trust. Sophie, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
For those people who don't know, tell us a little bit about the Trust.
The Jemima Lazelle Trust is for young people with brain injury. So we provide equipment or specialist therapy specifically for children with acquired brain injury. So that could be anything as a result of an illness, an accident. So for instance, we had a child who had a choking incident a while ago and he needed a specialist tablet so that he can start interacting and communicating again.
Brilliant. And this is all in memory of your daughter, Jemima, who passed away with... Tell us a little bit about Jemima.
Jemima died 5 years ago now, and she had a completely random and very sudden brain aneurysm that burst. And so she was 13. She was living life to the full, and so it was a complete surprise. And so this is why we set the trust up in memory of her, to help other children and families in a similar situation.
Now, you've got some really good stuff going on outside. There's lots of colourful things going on. Yes. Tell us what you're doing today with these flowers.
Oh, yes. Well, we're using old bottles, so old plastic Coke and lemonade bottles, and we're covering the tops in tissue paper to make really colourful flowers. So we're stringing them together to make a really beautiful lantern, and they look really stunning. So do come on down and have a go.
That's absolutely brilliant. So how is the trust going? Because it's been going a while now, but it seems to be growing and growing.
It's doing really well, and we're just about to have a fantastic ball in September. It's been sponsored by Cooper Associates. We've also got much funding from Santander. And it's hosted at Taunton School. We've already sold most of our tables. We've got some fantastic prizes. Always looking for more.
Always.
But yeah, we're really excited and it's going to be a really fun event.
Okay, now if anybody wants to find out more about the Trust, where do they go?
If they have a look online, we have a really great website. It's called jemimalazel.com. Or they can have a look on Facebook. We have our own page and a Twitter handle as well.
Brilliant. Sophie, thanks ever so much. And we'll try and make it. Should we go and see if we can make a flower and do some flowering with those bottle tops?
You would be incredibly creative, Terry.
Do you think so? I think I'd be incredibly cack-handed, if I'm absolutely honest.
Well, I think we should have a go.
I think we
should.
Get
some pictures posted up on social media.
I think we should.
And we should have a vote off.
Well, between you and I.
Yeah.
We've done these things before. Anyway, this is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig. We're on air until 2 o'clock at Castle Green, but it's happening here all day, so come on down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig today at Castle Green.
It is Taunton Live's Music Day.
Yes, it is. And of course, we are supported by Taunton Visitor Centre. Pop into the Market House for more ideas on what to do in and around our county town.
Now, we've trapped down another one of the organisers. This is Tim, who is responsible for setting up all the music and stuff. Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Good afternoon, guys.
Going well?
Really good. Yeah, off to a good start there with the last one home. Yeah. We've got 9 acts on today, all based in around the Bristol or Taunton area, all the southwest. Diverse range of music, from surf music to punk rock to acoustic duos, and it's a wide range of bill.
Brilliant.
All bands playing their original stuff. It's a proper cultural event in the county town.
And you've organised, or one of the organisers set all this up. So how long does this take you to put
together? Well, 7 o'clock start this morning. Luckily, I live close to the site because I've been back at home 3 times, running backwards and forwards to get extra bits and pieces.
Yes, but you do.
7 o'clock start, and then the stage will stay up till tomorrow. We've got another music day tomorrow, more a cultural arts day tomorrow.
Yeah.
But this is the main music day from 11 o'clock till 10 past 6 tonight.
Brilliant. Now, have you done this thing before, or are you
first
time? Yes,
I'm one of the idiots that have got involved with Taunton Live, especially the music side, for the third year now.
Yeah.
I'm involved with a local promotions company called Fueled by Cider, who've supplied the PA and the stage today, kindly sponsored by Ware & Co. Who've thrown some money at us to put this event on.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't get much funding. All the bands are playing for next to nothing.
Right.
They're all playing their own stuff. There's bands here that's with lads at 16 in it, right up to like there's people playing into their 60s today, but it's all original music.
I know that, and it's playing into their 60s.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's
right, now, if you're talking about, I mean, we know Simon Ware, we've talked to Simon already. Now, we know that the funding is always an issue. For something like this, it always is. So if there's a company out there or somebody out there who wants to get involved and maybe has a bit of money they want to put forward for sponsorship, how do they go about doing that?
They go about that, you can go to www.tauntonlive.co.uk. That's the main website. The lady that organises it all runs a creative collective called Go Create. Her name is Jenny Keogh. She's a force for good in the county town regarding the arts.
We've met Jenny.
She's a whirlwind. But contact Jen or contact Taunton Live through the website. We'd love to have any help. This is a cultural event in the county town. We don't get much funding. The town isn't a cultural desert. There are some high points here and there, but we do need all the help we can get.
Absolutely. Now, as you say, this is going to go on till about 6:30.
6:10 tonight, yep.
That's the last band going
last
on.
Band.
So when's your band going
My
on
My band are called Palooka 5. We play surf music.
Before we get that one in.
Yeah. Big play. We play all surf music. We try and use all original 60s gear.
Right.
That really kind of crunchy surf sound. But there's bands, there's punk rock today, there's acoustic duos, there's folk music. It's a really diverse bill. So come on down to Castle Green in the county town today from 11 till 6.
Okay, Tim, thanks very much. That's Tim, one of the organisers of the music here on the Castle Green. It is the World Tour of Taunton with Terry and Craig. And non-stop music through to 6:30. Come on down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton with Craig and Terry. And of course, it's supported by the award-winning Visitor Centre. Follow them online. Search Visit Taunton on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Snapchat. And
go to
any
sleep.
Other social media and
anything else you can do on social media. We're at the Castle Green for the music day of Taunton Live, and we've caught up with the first band that went on this morning, and you can I'll get it wrong, so you tell us who it was.
Last One Home.
That's the Beasties, Last One Home, and they were absolutely brilliant. Let's run around and find out who we're talking to.
I'm Harry, I play bass.
I'm Tom, I play guitar and sing.
I'm Sam, I play guitar and I sing as well.
Hi, I'm Phil, I play drums.
That's the best one, the drummer. We'll go along with that. Guys, it was absolutely brilliant. It was a fantastic set. How did you think it went?
Yeah, really good turnout, to be honest. A lot of energy on stage. Bit of energy out there as well. But yeah, it went really well. I think people enjoyed it.
And is that music you've written yourself?
Yeah, Tom's written it himself.
Let's go to Tom. Do you write all your own music then, Tom?
Yeah, we write all our own stuff. We produce it as well and release it.
Now, somebody was telling me earlier on that there might be. Have you got a record out or something?
Yeah, we got an EP out on Spotify and iTunes, so you can go check that out.
How long did when did that come out?
It came out on Friday.
Oh, really? In for this?
On
Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify, iTunes,
Deezer,
Amazon,
Apple Music,
everything.
Google
really?
Play.
It's almost as bad as you and your social media, all this lot.
Yeah, now, I've always got a question that I want to ask songwriters.
Oh, then you carry on.
So where did you get your inspiration from? Is it through, like, heartache and just life
it's,
in general?
It's honestly completely spontaneous. So, I mean, some things will be related to what I'm going through at the time, but others I literally just come up with in my head. So I'll just sing it, it'll come out, and then I'll whack some music down next to it.
So that was the next question. You do both the lyrics and the music?
Yeah.
So, and it's lyrics come first?
It's the vocal melody and the lyrics that come at the same time.
Right.
So if you think about it, it is music at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sing a line, and then I'll put the chords to it.
Right.
So before the rhythm comes, the lead.
And do you talk to these guys before you do it, or do you just say, here it is, guys? No, here it is. This is what you're going to play.
It's more like, here it is, adapt on this.
Yeah.
It's like, Tom writes the stuff, and then he'll bring it to band practice, and then, like, we'll be, oh, this is for, like, the basic chords for, like, the backing for the bass, and I'll be like, yeah, that's really cool. And then, like, why, instead of playing that one, I'll play something else, or I'll add a little something.
Yeah.
It just makes it individual.
Yeah, and same you guys, you look at it and say, right, actually that's good, but this will work or that'll work.
Yeah.
And more so with the drums, I would
imagine.
Yeah,
I just write all my own parts
for what he's doing. When it comes to fills, do you just write your own fills or do you link it in as it goes?
Yeah, well, I sort of come up with the same sort of fills for each song and then just work around that for each time I play it.
Brilliant. Right, now where do you play, guys? Where do you normally play? Tom, where's your normal place you play?
We play Bridgewater, Bristol, Taunton. Occasionally in Wellington, but there's not much going on there.
Okay.
But
now, if people want to know more about you, where do they go?
They can go to facebook.com/lastonehomeofficial or www.lastonehome.co.uk.
Brilliant. Guys, it was absolutely fantastic. Do keep it up. We'll check out that EP. And you never know, we'll get Giles to stick it on the radio and we'll get it on there. Thanks, fellas. Yeah,
thanks.
We're going to be assailed by music in the background again now by the sound of it.
Yeah, that's fine. Next up is Finn's on. So we'll catch up with Finn a little bit later.
Say no more. This is the World Tour of Taunton until 2 o'clock. Terry and Craig, Castle Green. Come on down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton here at the Castle Green area. Almost forgot where we were for a second.
Yes, we've been here a long time.
We have. And of course, we are supported by Taunton Visitor Centre. Search visitsomerset.co.uk for details of events taking place in and around the county town.
That was shorter than the last one.
I know. Do you know what? I think I've said it so many times, I get them all jumbled and mashed
Well, on the breakfast show, we did the Perry and Price one, and it's exactly the same. Yeah. We've still reading them, and we've been doing it for a year. This is Taunton Live at Castle Green, and loads of music going on, but stuck in a corner, that one underneath the big tree outside the museum, you've got to come, is Sam Gaydon, and Sam is Aerosol Art. Hi, Sam, how you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, all right, thanks. Yeah.
So how did you get involved in this, then?
I met Jenny painting over on the Third Way. We had a chat, and I've done a lot for the art community with Aerosol Art side of things over the years. And it's a great sort of community event, bringing arts together, and just approached her and said we'd love to get involved.
Right. Now, is it just you, or can anybody come and have a spray?
Today is just a demonstration.
Yeah.
But hopefully this is a foot in the door for next year, and we'll do a bit more, maybe some workshops as well.
That'd be brilliant. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Aerosol Art then, Sam. How long have you been going?
Well, we only set the business up this year. I've been spray painting for 22 years now, painting murals, so I'm in and around the streets of Taunton.
Right.
And just getting a lot of interest for private work. So
do you get something like a commission? Somebody will come along and say, I'd actually like you to put this on the wall or on the or whatever?
That's right, yeah. We usually sort of work to customer specifications. I recently just done a job at a school out near Minehead. Can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. But that was a good project. We worked with all the children to create a mural at the end of it.
Right.
So yeah, the work's quite diverse really. We'll paint anything, you know. So.
And the cans that you use, are they, I presume they're industrial stuff. Is that how it operates?
They're specially formulated, these paints.
Right.
For this kind of work really. They're acrylic paints. So right. They're a bit easier to use than the old car paints.
Yeah. So we got one behind you. Obviously, it's radio, so we're going to struggle to see it, but we will put a picture up on our Facebook page.
Well, yes, it's early days at the moment.
Yeah.
But,
do you set up an outline? Do you draw something and then paint on top?
Yeah, well, we do a lot of drawing at home anyway, so all the designs are sort of created on paper first, and then we just sort of transfer that onto the wall just using the spray. So
right.
This piece particularly is going to say Taunton Live, as it's being Taunton Live. There's going to be a little apple character on there because it's Taunton and...
Brilliant. Right, now, I don't want to hold you up too much longer because you've got work to do. But if anybody's interested in you coming along and aerosol painting, where do they find you?
You can find us on Facebook under Aerosol Art. That's probably the best platform. Or you can find us at aerosolart.co.uk.
So that's your website, aerosolart.co.uk. Sam, brilliant. It's really, really good stuff. We'll let you get on because there's a little bit more to do. go on, Craig.
I
jump in. Craig,
thank you for giving me a bit of airtime. I just wanted to say, obviously, Banksy is incredible and has made a real name for himself. Is that the kind of work that he does that you try to, you know, have you started off from the same kind of part? Is this what he started doing? Do you have any idea? Is that something you want to, like...
I'd probably say...
Say it as it is, Sam. You always do.
We don't talk about Banksy.
okay.
Is that basically because he just goes along and does it? He doesn't.
Well, there's a lot of stigma with his stuff will get covered up. You know, if anyone else paints something illegal on the streets, it won't. You know, you'll get prosecuted. Whereas his stuff is protected. So, you know, there's a lot of stigma attached to the word Banksy when it comes to graffiti artists. Also, it's more considered street art what he does, which is he uses stencils and he's got a political message and stuff
and
I think it's a different form of art, really.
And I think the message
is every time you paint, I guarantee at least 20 people will say to me today, "Are you Banksy?"
Yeah.
So it's like,
but you are very good. I have to. So the message really is, if you're going to do it legally. Don't be a graffiti artist. Sure, yeah, don't do it on walls that are going to get covered up. And if you want a really good job, come and see somebody professional like yourself.
Correct.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it, Craig.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Ben. I don't mean to take over. I really, but you need to, in the studio, Darren and I have hand signals, which is I'm going to talk now.
I put my hand up.
You have to just tap me on the shoulder and say get
fine,
on with it.
Fine.
Right?
I've learned.
Right, World Tour of Taunton, through until 2 o'clock here on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM is the World Tour of Taunton with, I was going to say Jason, but he's not here today.
No.
So it's me and Terry here at Castle Green for Taunton Live for their live music day.
It's brilliant. Castle Green is fantastic. We've got live music all the way through until about 6:30. And Craig, you've got one of the lovely organisers here.
Yeah, I've got Jenny with me. Hi, Jenny. How's it going?
Hi, Craig. Yeah, it's going really well, thanks.
Good. So, how's your morning been so far?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Yeah, we've had an amazing lineup of bands all afternoon. You know, just really engaging, local music, you know, singer-songwriters.
It's not just music here. I mean, you're looking around, you've got people being creative over here, painting, you've got face painters. You've got people creating flowers out of recycled bottles.
That was good.
Terry and I have got a bit of a competition going on. Who created the most decorative flower?
Okay, who won?
We don't know yet. We're going to put it
on Facebook yet.
We'll put it
we'll
on Facebook for people to make a decision.
Ah, good plan. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have aerosol art. We've got Sam Gaydon there creating a graffiti installation. We've got free creative workshops for adults and children. Just a way to engage in the arts. Yeah, it's a great day, really, really great, and it's all free, so do come down, you know, we've got a few hours left, and join in the fun.
Absolutely.
So, how did the rest of the week go then, Jenny?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been completely different every day. The great thing about Castle Green during Taunton Live is it's transformed, so we had poetry recitals and sculpture everywhere, and we had dance and flamenco and Bollywood yesterday. And today we've got our stage put up. So
when it comes to people helping out, most of the people I'm assuming are volunteers. So you have a whole crew of volunteers that work very, very hard to put all this on.
We do. Yeah, we're really lucky. We've got really supportive crew. They come along, they volunteer their time because they believe in the arts and Taunton. And, you know, putting something on for everybody to enjoy.
And something like this doesn't come cheap. So there's lots of expenses that need to be done. And I know those expenses are sort of going up year on year. So if anybody wants to get involved in sponsorship or has just got the odd couple of thousand lying around they want to give away, how do they get to contact Taunton Live?
Well, they can contact us through the website, contact Liz or myself. We welcome anyone that wants to get involved, whether it's sponsorship or volunteering or wanting to be a part of the creative team putting on events. So please do get in touch. We'd love to chat to you.
Right, now, finishing tomorrow, what else is happening tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow we're celebrating the arts in the community. So Archie will be here dancing around. We're going to have lots of music from our community group. Somerset Site will be here with their setup, gadgets and things, and animals to pet. It's going to be another great day. Lots more free art and craft things, music, a bit of everything.
Brilliant. Well done. It's been absolutely brilliant all week. Do you not think so?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've played a major part. You know, I was a judge on Taunton's Got Talent, which was so fantastic. The talent that Taunton has is just sky high. It's incredible. And last night, as I was saying earlier, was just so difficult to decide who was going to walk away with the title.
You know, I get so annoyed when I hear, genuinely annoyed when I hear people knocking Taunton, and there's a lot of them about. And all they have to do is come down to something like this all week, put on mostly by volunteers, and it's absolutely superb. And I'll say to anybody out there, don't knock the town until you've come and seen what's going on. Yarn bombing, all sorts of stuff going on all around the town. Don't knock it. Come and join.
And the yarn
in.
Bombing is absolutely everywhere. I've seen it at the bottom of E Street.
I know. It's,
I mean, it's like down there. It's Bath Place. It's the Mecca Bingo. It's Castle Green. Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's really good.
Everywhere.
So don't knock the town. Come and get involved. And you can get involved via the radio, of course, because this is the World Tour of Taunton. And this is Craig and Terry. And we are at Castle Green for Taunton Live. Come on down.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's the World Tour of Taunton, supported by Taunton Visitor Centre. Follow them online, search visitsomerset.co.uk/Taunton for events taking place in and around the county town. Now, we're at Castle Green for Taunton Live, and we've had a fantastic day here. Lots of live music going on, lots of people, lots of creative arts, you name it, they've got it.
It's brilliant, it's fantastic. As I said earlier on, don't knock it, come on down and say hello. Now, we're about to disappear. Thank you very much for being with us, and Tone FM carries on throughout the afternoon and also into Sunday. And join Craig and Jason for a repeat of part of the show between 7 and 9 tomorrow. And also don't forget to join me at 12 for I Love the 60s between 12 and 2. Now, one of the burning questions we haven't answered yet, and we must before we go, is that Craig was one of the judges on Taunton's Got Talent that was held all over this week, and the finals were last night. So we can't actually do a drum roll. We got drums in the back, but we need to announce the winners of Taunton's Got Talent, Craig.
Okay, so we had three finalists, all right? We had a young chap called George Bell, who does a lot of busking around the town. Incredible artist who writes, performs, and plays his own songs. Fantastic. We also had a young lady, 26-year-old Emma. Fantastic. And then we also had Absolute Pitch, who were an eight-piece girl group that had been playing, I think, since February, or singing together since February.
Oh, not long then.
No, not long at all. And they did. They performed amazingly well. I mean, their harmonies came together. They get on really well. It looks like they have so much fun. And when you see them perform, you just want to get up and join them. You know, they just really bring you into their world. You have a great time. Everyone's got smiles on their faces. They lighten up the room, you know.
So they were the eventual winners.
They were, absolutely. The number one winners for Taunton's Got Talent. 2017. So you will be seeing a lot more of them around the county town as events and festivals pop up all over the place, because you'll want the best at your event, I'm sure.
Yeah, and as you were saying earlier on, what was really brilliant and what you found very good was the amount of talent and the talent of the talent, if that makes sense, that has Taunton, because a lot of people and a lot of work went into that that particular show.
It was, and it is building momentum. You know, we had more competitors than we did the year before. We had more spectators than we had the year before, and we want to keep growing it. And we're finding that people are coming further and further afield to get involved with the event. So, it's building momentum. And if you want to get involved next year, and I've had lots of people contact me to say, how do I get involved with this? Yeah. Well, jump onto the website. That's where we're directing everybody. You'll find all the information there, and then you'll see dates for next year.
And that's tauntonlive.co.uk. Right, it's time for us to go, dear boy.
It is.
I am going to have a little bit of a rest this afternoon, I think, but you're off to Long Run Meadow.
Yes, a little bit later on. I'm going to find out what's going on there. I believe they've got some kind of fake festival.
There's something going on out there. Really brilliant. Yeah. Thanks for your company, everybody. Do join us again tomorrow, or join Craig and Jason tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And I'm on at 12, or back with Darren on The Breakfast Show at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. But whatever you do, stay with Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.